Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mark Maxwell at Mark Maxwell TV. This is really interesting. Posted this. Remember how Darren Bailey wanted to kick Chicago out of Illinois? Now we know why. If you take Cook County out of Illinois, Darren Bailey has more votes in the rest of the state than J.B. Pritzker. Cook County, Darren Bailey wins the rest of the state, which only tells you that most of the people in the state live in Cook County, but it also reminds you of why, say, a county downstate would want to disenfranchise itself with the rest of the state, because we just could not be further apart or more different in many ways. The leader of the Republican Party in the state of Illinois is Jim Durkin. Hey, Jim, this is John, and you're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing fine, John.
I suppose you're not surprised to hear that, but it is kind of a startling little anecdote, isn't it?
It is, but you know what? I've known that for some time. And if you're going to win statewide, you have to embrace Chicago. You have to, recognize what Chicago means to this state. And, and when you go down that road where you demonize Chicago and, I can't remember the last time anybody's won statewide office by not being a fan of Chicago and being a supporter of Chicago, going back from Jim Egger and Jim Thompson and Bruce Rauner. I mean, Mark Kirk, those are the last time we had Republican candidates who won statewide who knew that Chicago was obviously the center of the state. It's a destination place through the world. I love Chicago, and I've been the greatest supporter of it since I've been in the legislature. And I hope that people down the road understand that you cannot win statewide office as a Republican unless you have an appeal and an appreciation for Chicago and also the suburbs.
And you're a suburban guy. You're in Western Springs. You were suburb away from where my kids went to school there in Lyons Township High School. We lived in LaGrange
Park there too.
For a while. Yeah, it's a great area. I always thought it was the best of both things because you can hop on Metra. You're downtown in a minute, but you're out of the crush if you want to be outside the city.
Absolutely.
I didn't invite you on to say bad things about Darren Bailey, but you were conspicuously absent from your supporter endorsement of him. Did you see this as a failed candidacy all along? Should Republicans have endorsed, say, Richard Ervin instead of Darren Bailey?
Well, for one, after Bailey won the primary, I did state that I was supportive of him and also the ticket. But I was a strong supporter of Richard Ervin because I know that for the reasons we just talked about, you have to be able to, you have to start in Chicago and also in Cook County, and you have to get a certain percentage of the vote if you're going to prevail on a statewide basis. And Richard Ervin was a unique Republican, an African-American gentleman who I've known, who I know that would have been a very formidable candidate against J.B. Pritzker, hence J.B. Pritzker's involvement and meddling in our primary.
Yeah, I don't like that either. It's a kind of it's kind of manipulation. As much as gerrymandering manipulates the population to reflect the will of the party in power, so too does spending millions of dollars to prop up a candidate that you think you can easily beat. Although sometimes that'll haunt you. You know, be careful what you ask for. And I thought it was actually going to be closer than it was. Why have you decided to step down from your leadership role of the Republican Party?
Well, John, you know what? Let me just say that I have had this honor for the last 9 years, but I've off and on have served for 20 years, and you kind of know it in your gut when it's time to move on. And I knew that after the primary that this was going to be a very challenging general election, and I just had it set in myself. I made a commitment that I had to, I had certain thresholds that I had to achieve if I was going to continue on, and I didn't meet that. So I felt that it's time for me to say goodbye to a job that I love, but I also know that in everything in life, things are going to come to an end. But I've given everything I can, and I will say that it's time for younger people. I'm not that old, but I think it's time for younger people to get involved, take control of the party, and really think about this election. I'm very happy and I'm very proud of the accomplishments that I have made in my career, and particularly as a leader. And I do consider myself a moderate, and I am glad of that. And, you know, I've been accused of a lot of things, but I've been called a rhino for many years. And I take that as a badge of honor up here,
well,
particularly where I live.
Sure.
I do.
Well, to your point, that's what you almost need to be to start to move the party forward in this state. That is a moderate Republican. Will you serve out your term? Will you run for re-election?
Well, you know, I was just elected a couple days ago, and I'm going to finish out the balance of my term as the Republican leader. Whether I move on and serve another 2 years after that, I haven't processed that, and I have to think to myself, what is that going to mean, and do I bring value to this process serving as a rank-and-file member as opposed to the leader? I think that we need to get a clean break, and that is why I'm walking away, but I hope that whoever succeeds me realizes that if you're going to prevail, we have to moderate on our issues, and we have to be more inclusive to people throughout the state on issues, you know, whether it's on same-sex marriage or reproductive rights or firearms. They need to realize that everyone has certain issues in their area that they have to respect. We can't just have a platform or a mandate that comes out of Clay County that has to be reflected in every district.
Okay,
it's real simple math. If you're going to win up here, you have to be a moderate.
Let me offer this then. But you, as the moderate of the Republican Party in the state of Illinois, if you leave, look what's happening nationally. Let's forget about what happened Tuesday for a minute. Plenty of election deniers and extreme Republicans did succeed. Marjorie Taylor Greene won by a lot. In the vacuum that you create, are you worried that a more extreme element of the Republican Party in Illinois will fill the void and that the party will go in the wrong direction rather than in the right?
Look, I'll just say that if that's the case, they're going to continue to lose. So this party needs to understand if they want to win, they have to be inclusive and not go down this road of Trump, who has been a disaster. He and a number of other factors were in play on Tuesday, which hurt us. I expected, and even Democrats who I know were expecting Republican wins in the House of Representatives based on the economic conditions, which were the number one, at least what we thought was the driving issue. But it was more than that, and we found that out. But if we're going to continue down this road, we are going to be a party of none. And I'll continue to have a voice where I feel it's necessary. And you know what? I've been very vocal on issues regarding criminal justice, and I plan to, something is I have a passion with, and particularly now that we are coming close to the opening and the beginning of the Safety Act, I will continue to speak my mind on it. Because there's a better thing to do. And I will, public safety is part of my DNA, and I will continue to speak loud and with a clear voice on that issue. But we have problems with ethics that no one seems to care about. We have lobbyists who are legislators, and we have legislators that are hiring lobbyists to serve their interest.
Are you speaking about the legislature generally or about your party?
Both the legislature, both, you know, it's just, we had a couple of people that got in trouble a few years ago, and they're doing time in the federal prison for serving as lobbyists. Didn't you think it would be first item of business we should have taken up 2 years ago? We've all introduced legislation, I have, to ban this practice.
I think that should happen in the city, and that should happen in the state.
Jim, everywhere.
We're out of time, Mr. Durkin. I really appreciate your candor here and your enthusiasm. The state benefits if we have two strong parties, so I hope that it evolves that way. Good luck to you for this term, and thank you for joining us today.
John, thank you very much.
That's Jim Durkin from Western Springs.